Money conversation that pays a big dividend. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Some sponsors of the Beijing Winter Olympics are being accused of undermining diplomatic boycotts. Joining us to discuss this is Tom Lason, Seattle-based media analyst. You can find him on Twitter at Tom Lason. Tom, thanks for joining us today. The Winter Olympics are bearing down on us, and maybe it's COVID, maybe it's the international situation, or maybe I just have this halo effect from childhood, but it doesn't seem like the culture-conquering event that they used to be.
Absolutely. And there's a political piece to that, of course, this year. But I think that's been a trend here for a while that we've talked about. The fragmentation of the audience, the fragmentation of the broadcast and the platforms. You throw in a time zone change and a few other things. It's already difficult. But this year for the Winter Olympics, let's face it. Advertisers want the eyeballs, but not the politics. So some are definitely downplaying their involvements before the games, only to emerge at the competitions. They do not want to be the story going into this.
And isn't it also a case, we saw this in Tokyo last year with the delayed summer games from 2020, is that these events just aren't the same if you don't have that, if you're not watching it in an arena full of people. If it's being played in a silent facility, it's just very weird as a viewer.
It is very weird. You know, the spectatorless part of this is a factor in that as well. So it's going to be, when you take all this and you aggregate it, you see how far it strays from broadcast television's real strengths, which is aggregating a huge audience for big live events. And that's really not possible with Winter Olympics from China. So the over-the-top streaming solutions have delivered audiences, but it's just a little bit different. And again, with this claim of sports washing the event with concerns about human rights, you're seeing the big advertisers, Coke and Intel and Visa and others, really trying to navigate this minefield. They've been asked to cut ties with the event because of human rights, but it all comes down to a very basic risk-reward calculation for those corporations.
And not too long ago, being an Olympic advertiser was a slam dunk. The official drink of the Olympic Games, the official car, the official this, that, and the other thing of the U.S. Olympic team. That used to be a very easy value proposition. And now you have to have a PhD in international relations to make those sponsorships work.
You do. You also have to have a PhD in making targeted ad buys because, again, the platforms are so fragmented. It is not easy to go in there as a buyer and drop a couple million bucks onto a couple of events and to get into the schedule and walk away. It's extremely complicated. Now, NBC is saying that their avails are all sold out, but that's what they're claiming. It's kind of hard to see that, though, with the lack of this lack of a pre-games buzz and a sort of preparing of the playing field, if you will, with advertisers, sponsorships, and all the things you gesture at.
Well, very quick, I was going to say, in broadcasting lore, the boycott of the 1980 Summer Olympics turned into a massive white elephant for NBC, who had paid handsomely for the rights to the games. And now they've been dealt two blows, Tokyo 2020 being delayed, then being a diminished event. And now you have the Beijing Olympics taking place in the midst of an international crisis.
Yeah, a couple billion dollars here and there, and pretty soon you're talking about real money. It's hard to know without really being able to crack open the books for NBC Universal where they land on this stuff. But again, I think the interesting thing is they are saying that their broadcast avails are gone. I haven't seen anything about what their prices are. It's $6.5 million for a 30 on the Super Bowl. I have a feeling they're not getting anything close to that for these Winter Olympics.
Tom Lason, thanks for joining us this afternoon talking about Winter Olympics advertising. The best.